Temperatures are dipping. I've got the cardi on in the studio, or as I call it, my bear hunting jacket that's totally fake fur. Are the 2032 Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games at risk of failure? A submission made by the Sunshine Coast Council to a Senate inquiry into our preparedness for the Games seems to suggest that could be the case, particularly when it comes to the question of rail transport and our ability to move Games patrons around. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk today said there's more planning to do.
We've got a process in place at the moment where we're looking at the CAMCOS report, and the government will respond to that in the future.
Now, the member for Nicklin, Robert Skelton, also says he's pushing for infrastructure, in particular rail upgrades.
I've long been an advocate for the duplication to Nambour because obviously that's critical to my area. We do know that we need to get better transport infrastructure across the Sunshine Coast and especially out to these fast-growing areas. So, yeah, I certainly have conversations with Minister Bailey to that effect.
Why is it still being delayed then?
I don't know what the federal government's interpretation of it is, but we certainly need a lot of funding from the federal government to get something like that, you know, built in terms of the cost. The state can't really bear that cost on its own. So I believe they're having those arguments among the National Cabinet on who's getting what share of what. I do know, and I spoke to Mayor Jamieson actually on Sunday saying, look, I'll be in there fighting as hard as I can for our region, particularly because, you know, we do have that idea, the carrot of the Olympics at the end of it. But notwithstanding that, we know we're one of the fastest growing regions in the country, and deservedly we need more funding, so I'll certainly advocate on our behalf.
The member for Nicklin, Robert Skelton, speaking there. Mark Jamieson is the Sunshine Coast Council Mayor. Mayor, good afternoon. Great to have you with us. You and the other SEQ mayors came up with the idea of these games all those years ago, with the primary objective being to get the infrastructure that we so badly need in the southeast corner and beyond to Toowoomba. How are you feeling about the possibility that that might be not quite the legacy you'd hope for?
Well, good afternoon, Annie, and good afternoon to all your listeners. And thank you for bringing the conversation back to that starting point. The Council of Mayors back in 2015 recognised that with the current population of circa 3.5 million, growing to 5.5 million in 20 years on, we really need to do something to get much improved public transport throughout South East Queensland. So the Olympics and the Paralympics were really the stimulus, if you like, to bring forward the funding from federal and state governments to put in that world-class public transport system that we saw as being the best possible legacy of bringing the Olympic and Paralympic Games to our region.
Grantley Switzer, Sunshine Coast Council's Olympic Program Lead, has pointed out that upgrading the rail line between Beerwah and Nambour and extending the line to link Beerwah to Caloundra, Kawana and Maroochydore has to be a priority with these games. Do you agree?
Yes. No doubt about it. That's been the position of the Council of Mayors. We saw recently when we visited North America, the tale of two cities, you know, a very ordinary outcome in Los Angeles around public transport, which is going to cost them a lot of money in preparation for the 2028 Olympics. And an outstanding outcome in Vancouver, or Metro Vancouver, where they staged the Winter Olympics in 2010, and they've lifted the number of the ridership of trains dramatically by putting in a great spine through their rapidly growing region. So we think South East Queensland deserves that. The notion that we can just go on adding lanes to highways ad infinitum, it just won't work. No sooner will the Bruce Highway be completed and they'll need to start again. We need a new mode of transport that encourages people to get out of their cars and to use large format trains that will move many people at one time, not only from Sunshine Coast to Brisbane, but more importantly from Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast. There'll be lots of people who want to come and enjoy our beaches and lifestyle and everything else we've got to offer, the hinterland, who will prefer to come here by train.
Unless you're a character in the ABC's Utopia TV program, I reckon it doesn't take too much nous to work out that these rail projects should probably be already underway if we want to have them ready in time for the 2032 Games, I would have thought. What's your view of the timeline to get this work done? Is time running out?
Well, we certainly had plenty of time to do it. That time is moving on. I still believe the opportunity is there. I'm pleased to hear from the Premier that they're still working through a number of options. But, you know, we really do need to make a decision. We want leadership to be bold and progressive. The Sunshine Coast is a massive contributor to both federal and state government treasuries. It's about time some money was invested back here in an alternative mode of transport for a population that will grow by 200,000 over the next 20 years. Now, some people, you can say that number quickly, but when you think about the impact of that on the region and the existing transport corridors, that is going to create a lot of pressure, potentially gridlock, and that will have nothing but a negative impact on the economic contribution that this region can make, not to mention the impacts on people's lifestyle.
And we've got all of that development happening in the Moretonshire, right on the southern doorstep of the Sunshine Coast, which is going to compound the problem if we don't have rail. So what's your understanding, Mayor, of what the holdup actually is when it comes to getting underway with this rail infrastructure? Is it about sorting the agreement about money between the feds and the state government?
Look, the two previous federal, or the two federal members previously in government, promised $1.6 billion as 50% of the cost of connecting Beewar to Maroochydore. You know, you can argue whether time's moved on and what have you, but that price, I think, was always a low-ball number. That was suggesting that the whole project would be $3.2 billion. Well, that is clearly the wrong number. It's going to be considerably more than that, and I think that, you know, will be revealed when the business case is finalised. But you know, I think people of the Sunshine Coast are entitled to be disappointed that these decisions can't be made quicker, given the Camcos corridor was put in a few decades ago with a plan to have it in place well and truly by now.
What is your estimate of the cost, the true cost of this rail infrastructure, Mayor? If you had to sort of take a stab at it, what would you say the real figure might be more like?
Yeah, well, that's a dangerous precedent, Annie, but I would think it would be at least double what's been proposed thus far, and maybe more. But having said that, you know, the Sunshine Coast is a significant contributor to the coffers of the state and federal governments. And we shouldn't expect anything less than our fair share of investment back in this region. And this is the sort of investment that will be absolutely helpful for staging the Olympics and Paralympics. But more importantly, the day after the Paralympics finish, it'll be a wonderful domestic transportation system for the people who call South East Queensland home and all those who visit us in the future.
Well, let's hope this can happen. The other point that Grantley Switzer, your Olympics program lead, has raised in this submission to the Senate inquiry is a lack of hotel accommodation, that could be a reality for this region as well when it comes to the Games. What's the shortfall there? What's the estimate of the shortfall?
Well, we're thinking we'll need, and this would be a minimum number in my mind, about 1,800 rooms. So that could be, you know, 10 or a dozen new hotels built on the Sunshine Coast. And, you know, we've certainly got the locations for them. We just need the investment to flow from the sort of operators who invest in hotels. You'll appreciate there are, you know, lots of challenges around at the moment in the construction sector. And I think that's having some impact on that decision-making as well. But, you know, the Sunshine Coast, again, with 200,000 more people in an international airport, will need a number of hotels ongoing after the Games are over, you know, including what will be a great athletes' village in the city heart that will be reconfigured for, you know, better use as a hotel or as apartments.
What's your understanding, Mayor, of the timeline for the business case to be completed re the rail infrastructure?
Yeah, look, I haven't had a date provided recently, so I can't answer that, other than to say that, you know, from a council point of view, as a representative of the people of the Sunshine Coast community, you know, we want these decisions made as promptly as possible. I know that DTMO have been doing lots of work on it, but we need the political will to support those endeavours to, you know, get a decision made, get a start date and get it underway.
Has there been any indication from the Premier or her government to you and council that the rail upgrades might happen in any different shape or form than the one that you've proposed?
Andy, there's always people with different views. And the, you know, the CAMCOS corridor was set aside well over 20 years ago. So whether there are better alternatives, I'm not aware that there is a better alternative, and nor do I think at this stage that we should be being the first to blink. I want the state to be held to account. They ultimately are the operators of the rail. They own the rolling stock, they own the land, they own the railway lines. They staff it, they own the ticketing system. But we don't necessarily want to be treated like we're different to anyone else. We want to be part of that South East Queensland network that, as I said right at the start, was the original objective of our bid for the Olympic and Paralympic Games.
If this rail infrastructure didn't happen, or perhaps in the form that you'd prefer, would you want to come to the Olympic Games events on the Sunshine Coast, Mayor, or let alone live here in the future if we don't have that much needed infrastructure?
It's hard to forecast any over that time, but I think clearly it would make it much more difficult to get around, and that's not ideal, and that certainly wouldn't enhance the experience for locals. Having said that, you know, Olympic Games have been held in many places around the world, and you know, people have been prepared to adjust to other means during the course of that. I don't necessarily think that's a great idea, because we saw in the Gold Coast how, you know, people were encouraged pretty much to avoid using their own motor vehicles, and that stopped people from going to the Gold Coast and had a detrimental effect on their business. I think the games were successful, and the athletes probably had a good experience, and that's an important part of it as well. But it needs to be a win-win for everybody. And again, we'll never be able to build it cheaper, and we'll never be able to build it with less controversy. So let's get on and get it done in time for the Olympics and Paralympics, so that everybody can enjoy themselves and there's no risk about having the sort of gridlock that's anticipated.
Mark Jamieson, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Annie.
Mark Jamieson is the Mayor of the Sunshine Coast Council on ABC Radio Queensland. And we've been talking about the Council's submission, as well as the Gold Coast City Council have both put in submissions to the Senate inquiry into our preparedness for the 2032 Olympic Games and Paralympic Games. And that transport seems to be a real, showstopper as part of the actual whole games and people visiting us here. But it's not just about that. It's actually about moving people around into the future. And if you're on the Bruce Highway any weekend, you'll know that it's called the Bruce Car Park, and you get stuck there if someone has an accident. It can be hours and hours of your life that you'll never get back just trying to get between Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast. So imagine then if we compound that with an increased population in a decade plus all of the visitors from the games, it's just going to be a nightmare. And it's not just the Sunshine Coast, it's the Gold Coast, it's Toowoomba, because these connections are supposed to speed up our transport between that southeast corner, including Toowoomba, which is a rapidly growing city. So if you've got concerns about the lack of action on this issue, I'd love to hear from you this afternoon. 1300 903 222. Serena called in to say also animal